Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Seattle Real Estate Market Watch for March 26th, 2024. Well, I'm excited to be back here making videos again. I took a little time off. We just had our fifth kid, and feel free to make all the jokes you want down in the comments about how I have a big family. So any jokes that you want to make, feel free. They're fair game. But the big family is intentional. So we're excited to have our third boy. So we have two boys, two girls, and now another little boy. And you know what? I feel like I've been paying attention to the market, but there's also been some really big news in the real estate world. We've had the NAR settlement with the Department of Justice, and I will make content about that. Some people have been asking when I'm going to do that. I haven't decided yet, but it will be here soon. What I want to do is be able to just look at all the information and make a really good video response for all of you so that you can know what's going on. I think there's a lot of misinformation in the media about what this settlement means or what this settlement is. Washington has been at the forefront of adjusting MLS policies and rules. And recently, we even added some at the beginning of 2024 in anticipation of all of this. So there's a little less effect for Washington than there is maybe for some of the other states. But at the same time, I want to be able to make a response video just so all of you know kind of what's going on and what my thoughts are about it. Now, let's jump into the housing market. First off, mortgage rates. Mortgage rates have been hovering still around 7% for most of 2024. We're at 6.91%, according to Mortgage News Daily's survey here today. Last week, we were at 7.11. The week before, 6.87. So you kind of see there's been a little ebb and flow, but rates haven't dropped yet. And the sentiment is still that later in 2024, we're going to see those rate cuts that were promised by the Fed, but we haven't seen them yet. Once we do know that they're coming, we're going to start to see these rates dropping. And as a result, I think we're going to see the housing market continue to heat up, especially in markets like Seattle. Now, this year has already been competitive. If you watch the most recent market update video for the month of March, so that was the look back at February, houses were selling above asking price across King and Snohomish County. Now, not in every case, but in many cases, homes are receiving multiple offers and selling over asking price again. And in some markets, we're seeing homes selling for even more than they were at their peaks in 2022. So again, there's a long way for the housing market to go here in the Seattle area. I think things are just starting to pick up and heat up. And I think the only reason that they haven't continued to take off at a super hot rate is because of the mortgage interest rates. But there are still a lot of people anticipating the rates coming down that have jumped into the market already, which is why I think we're seeing some of the competition that we're seeing here in early 2024, especially given that we haven't had a lot of listing inventory. Now, let's look back at a couple weeks ago, and I didn't make a video last week, so we'll do a two-week look back. I still think it's valuable. 542 new listings a couple weeks back, 497 this week. So less new listings coming on the market. List price reductions, we had 155 this last week. We had 142 the week prior. We saw 13 contingent purchases versus 7. So again, we're kind of in that 7 to 15-ish range here for quite a while. Still seeing contingent purchases. Not a lot of expired listings, just 16, which is good. Pending sales, 815, and that's up from the 748 last week or 2 weeks ago, excuse me. So we're seeing that uptick in pending sales. But as we just looked at, we've seen fewer listings coming on the market. Sold listings, we're approaching the end of the month, so I expect this will keep picking up. 473 sold listings at the end of last week here, and we had 488 a couple weeks before. So we're kind of keeping in line with the sales activity. Canceled listings still relatively low, 58 versus the 47. And this stat I think is helpful to share a little context. A lot of canceled listings are intentionally canceled and then relisted with a price reduction. So in a lot of cases, that canceled listing becomes a price reduction and a new listing as well. So some of those new listings aren't actually brand new listings. They're just a canceled listing that was relisted with a lower price. I think it's 5%, and the MLS allows you to start it as a fresh listing instead of the original listing. Now, just for a little context, last year we had 425 houses coming on the market in the same week. We had 497 this week. So more activity than we saw at the same time last year. Last spring, if you remember, we had a really low inventory environment as well. So it's encouraging to see more listings coming on the market. But at the same time, last spring, we had 756 pending listings in the same week, and this week, 815. So things are still moving along. Even with the greater amount of inventory, there's clearly enough buyers in the market to purchase those homes. And that's why I think as we look at the spring market, as we're just entering into it, my son reminded me, it is spring now. We hit spring. Now that we're in the spring market, I think we're going to see that prices will continue to climb in the Seattle area. And I really think we're going to have a prolonged selling season. So every year, people usually talk about how great it is to sell your house in the spring and early summer. And I agree that in the Seattle area, especially, people tend to travel in the summer. It's the nicest part of the year. We all live here for that. Maybe 4 months of the year where we get to see the sunshine and have some of the best weather, probably arguably in the U.S. And I like to travel too. So we do see people traveling, which means there are usually less buyers on a given week looking at different listings. With that being said, I think this year, if we do see those rate cuts start to happen in the summer, we may see more competition than normal in the summer and the fall. And I would say the fall especially. I think that's when many of the experts that I've been following are thinking we're going to see those rate cuts specifically. So rate cuts in the fall, people coming back, getting back into their searches. I expect the end of 2024 to be relatively competitive as well, maybe even more competitive than it is right now. So if you're in a position as a buyer, right? So here's your maybe takeaway as a buyer. It's better, I think, for you to start looking right now and maybe get something with a little less competition. And it's not no competition, right? As we're talking about, there is competition. Houses are selling over asking price. A listing in Mill Creek of ours last week, multiple offers, right? And I think that we are going to see even more competition later. So there is some now, it will get worse, and prices will also go up. So as a buyer, I would be thinking about buying now if I could, and then refinance my mortgage later in the year or even early 2025 when the rates are a little bit lower. So better price and then the better mortgage. That's the ideal scenario. Every buyer wants the better price and the better mortgage rate, but it's hard to get both at the exact same time. Usually you're paying more to get a lower rate. On the flip side, if you get the higher rate, you're usually getting a better price. So it's usually an inverse relationship with price and mortgage rate. Now for sellers, man, it was a rough, weird year and a half. You most likely saw neighbors sell for more than what your house was worth. And I've had in multiple cases, people that I was talking to in 2022 that maybe held off on selling that are now, if they were to sell, in a position to get the same or even more than their neighbors would have gotten at the peak. So I think that's encouraging news if you're a seller. Now, buyers, that's not an encouraging thing for me to say, but for sellers, you are now in a position where there's competition again. You are seeing contingencies removed from the contract, which again is in your best interest. And you're also seeing that multiple offer frenzy driving the prices up. So for buyers, this is kind of your chance before it gets really crazy. And for sellers, I think somebody that wants to move on, or maybe you want to do both, a buy and a sell, right? If you're doing a buy and a sell, maybe this is the sweet spot for you because you're going to get a little competition on your house, but you're not going to have as much on the purchase, right? Or you could buy first, ideally, if you could do that, and then do the sale afterwards. And then in that scenario, hopefully as a seller, you would get that purchase with less competition and also get the maximum competition on your house. If you have questions about the Seattle housing market here, maybe you're thinking about buying or selling in King or Snohomish County, I'd love to be a resource for you, whether it's just questions about the housing market or the timing of a purchase or sale in your scenario, feel free to reach out.